questions 20 to 25. For each question, choose the correct answer. You have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. You will hear an interview with a girl called Jasmine, talking about her experiences of flying a plane.
Jasmine, you recently went on a flying experience day and actually flew a plane with the help of a qualified instructor. What made you decide to do this?
A friend of mine tried it a while ago. Even though she wasn't especially positive about it, as she'd been quite frightened, she told me she'd noticed her house while she was up there. That made me want to look for mine too, and also enjoy a different view of the local countryside. It wasn't like I wanted to fly planes professionally or anything.
How did you feel at the beginning of the day?
When I saw the aeroplane we'd be using, I couldn't believe that something that size could actually take off with two people in it. The organisation of everything was so efficient, though, that I'd soon forgotten about any doubts I'd had. I'd watched some online videos and flying looked quite easy, so I was confident I could do that well.
What training did you do before you got in the plane?
We had a session on safety, which needed to be a bit shorter in my opinion, and one on what the different controls do, which I enjoyed. While what we were told was all essential, I don't think the people running the sessions were actually trained teachers, so they didn't really communicate the information very clearly.
And how was your flying instructor?
She was brilliant. I'd always imagined that flying instructors would be really cool and quiet people. Jana was like that before we took off, but quite different in the air. She never stopped chatting and making me laugh by saying funny things. She said afterwards she does it to help people to relax.
And what about the flight?
It was amazing. One of the most exciting things I've ever done, although I was kind of expecting that. When we landed, it felt like we'd been up there for hours, although it was only about 30 minutes in reality. In some of the reviews on the website, people said they were exhausted afterwards, but I was just the opposite.
So has this made you want to try other experience days?
Definitely, yes. I had a look at the company's brochure and there were loads I'd like to try. I've never been horse riding, so that's something I wouldn't mind doing. First on my list, though, would have to be driving a sports car, and after that would come deep sea fishing.
Thanks, Jasmine.
Now listen again.
Jasmine, you recently went on a flying experience day and actually flew a plane with the help of a qualified instructor. What made you decide to do this?
A friend of mine tried it a while ago. Even though she wasn't especially positive about it, as she'd been quite frightened, she told me she'd noticed her house while she was up there. That made me want to look for mine too, and also enjoy a different view of the local countryside. It wasn't like I wanted to fly planes professionally or anything.
How did you feel at the beginning of the day?
When I saw the aeroplane we'd be using, I couldn't believe that something that size could actually take off with two people in it. The organisation of everything was so efficient, though, that I'd soon forgotten about any doubts I'd had. I'd watched some online videos and flying looked quite easy, so I was confident I could do that well.
What training did you do before you got in the plane?
We had a session on safety, which needed to be a bit shorter in my opinion, and one on what the different controls do, which I enjoyed. While what we were told was all essential, I don't think the people running the sessions were actually trained teachers, so they didn't really communicate the information very clearly.
And how was your flying instructor?
She was brilliant. I'd always imagined that flying instructors would be really cool and quiet people. Yana was like that before we took off, but quite different in the air. She never stopped chatting and making me laugh by saying funny things. She said afterwards she does it to help people to relax.
And what about the flight?
It was amazing. One of the most exciting things I've ever done, although I was kind of expecting that. When we landed, it felt like we'd been up there for hours, although it was only about 30 minutes in reality. In some of the reviews on the website, people said they were exhausted afterwards, but I was just the opposite.
So has this made you want to try other experience days?
Definitely, yes. I had a look at the company's brochure and there were loads I'd like to try. I've never been horse riding, so that's something I wouldn't mind doing. First on my list, though, would have to be driving a sports car, and after that would come deep sea fishing.
Thanks, Jasmine.
That is the end of part 4.